you on behalf of my wife, Sister Schubert, and myself. Thank you from the bottom of our heart by your attitude and your spirit to us. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Muchas gracias a todos por ser tan compasibles y tan buenos conmigo y con mi esposa.
I want to go into the word of the Lord, and I'll get my microphone in a minute.
Quiero que vamos a la palabra del Señor.
I'm proud. Well, with the help of the Lord, I want to preach something today that I don't think I have ever heard anybody preach as many sermons as I've heard. I don't recall ever hearing anybody preach on what I'm going to preach about today.
No he escuchado a nadie predicar de este asunto hasta la fecha.
So, if you will stand with me, you are. Thank you. I'm going to be reading and starting with a very, very familiar scripture. But there's one verse in there that I want you to particularly notice. And I'm going to read just a little bit more than I normally do because I want you to get the full impact of what I am going to be talking about today. I'm going to be reading Psalms chapter 23, okay? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul.
Confortará mi alma.
He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Me guiará por senda de justicia por amor de su nombre.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
aunque ande en el valle de sombra de muerte,
I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
No temeré mal alguno, porque tú estarás conmigo.
Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
Tu vara y tu callado me infundirán aliento.
Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies.
Aderezas mesas delante de mí en presencia de mis angustiadores.
Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over.
Unge mi cabeza con aceite, mi copa está rebosando.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Ciertamente el bien y la misericordia me seguirán todos los días de mi vida, y en la casa de Jehová moraré por largos días.
You don't need to tell them this, but let me find my other scripture here.
Okay.
Mark chapter 4.
Marcos 4.
And the same day when the even was come, he saith unto them, let us pass over unto the other side.
Marcos 4:35. Aquel día cuando llegó la noche, le dijo, pasemos al otro lado.
And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships.
Y despidiendo a la multitud, le tomaron como estaba en la barca, y había también con él otras barcas.
And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full.
Pero se levantó una gran tempestad de viento y echaba las olas en la barca de tal manera que se anegaba.
And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, and they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish?
Y él estaba en la popa durmiendo sobre un cabezal y le despertaron y le dijeron, Maestro, ¿no tienes cuidado que perecemos?
And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace be still, and the wind ceased, and there was a great calm.
Levantándose, reprendió al viento, y dijo al mar, Calla, enmudece, y cesó el viento, y se hizo grande bonanza.
And he said unto them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith?
Y le dijo, ¿Por qué estáis así amedrentados? ¿Cómo no tenéis fe?
And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?
Entonces temieron con gran temor y decían uno al otro, ¿Quién es este que aun el viento y el mar le obedecen?
Matthew chapter number 25 and verse, for the sake of time, I want to just start at verse 24.
Mateo 25.
Then he which had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee, that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed.
25:24. Pero llegando también el que había recibido un talento, dijo, Señor, te conocía que eres hombre duro, que siegas donde no sembraste y recoges donde no esparciste.
And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. lo, there thou hast that is thine.
Por lo cual tuve miedo y fui y escondí tu talento en la tierra. Aquí tienes lo que es tuyo.
One more scripture in your hearing. Romans chapter 8 and verse number 31.
Romanos 8 y 31.
What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?
Pues diremos esto, si Dios es por nosotros, ¿quién contra nosotros?
God bless the reading of his word. Lord, I love you so very much and thank you for the opportunity to be here breaking the bread. Once again, would you speak through these vocal cords and lift of flesh and clay? Let it be not me, Lord, but would you speak and would you bless this precious people, I pray. You know who needs what you have laid on my heart. So let it go under the leading of the hand and the anointing of the beautiful Spirit of the Lord. We ask it all for your glory, Jesus, and in your name. Amen. God bless the reading. You may be seated. For just a little while, I want to preach to you from this thought.
Quiero predicar sobre.
No room for fear.
No hay lugar para el miedo.
I want you to go back to Psalms 23 and quote that one verse again. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And I want to change that word for so it'll make me a little better understand. I'm not changing it, making except to make it a little bit clearer. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because thou art with me. Would you say that with me? Because thou art with me. Oh, can I tell somebody today, you don't need to be afraid, ladies and gentlemen. Tell me, because God, no matter where I go, God is going to go with me.
Donde quiera que vayamos, nuestro Dios estará con nosotros y no temeremos en el valle de muerte.
I think we all know what fear is, and I could verily say I think that we all have experienced fear at one time or another in our life.
Todos hemos experimentado miedo alguna vez en nuestra vida.
I would dare to say even today as I speak, there's possibly or probably at least one individual under the sound of my voice that is afraid of something or someone now.
Probablemente hay alguien que tenga miedo de algo o de alguien en este momento.
Fear is a strangler. It stops you a lot of times from what you really feel like you ought to and you want to do.
El miedo te detiene lo que realmente tienes que hacer o debes hacer.
But can I tell you, tell the devil right now, because God is with me.
Dígale al diablo porque Dios está conmigo.
I can do it.
Yo puedo hacerlo.
Hallelujah to God. May I say to you, there is so many different types and kinds of fear, but not one ounce of any fear is really good.
Pero ninguna pizca de miedo es realmente bueno.
It can stop you. Let me mention this. If you are a visitor,
si eres un visitante,
and you are new to Pentecost,
y eres nuevo en Pentecostés,
we are not going to hurt you.
No te vamos a hacer daño.
We may do things that you have never seen before.
Hagamos cosas que no hayas visto antes.
It's not because we're out to scare you.
No es para asustarte.
It's because we do act strange when the Lord gets a hold of us. We don't act like normal people and worship real quiet. We get excited when we worship our God. It's not that we don't mind or think God can't hear us, but there is something about the presence of God that moves us to loudness and to excitement.
No es que nos importe que el Señor se mueve tanto en nosotros que tenemos que expresar esta alabanza.
When they got in the storm in the ship, It was amazing how every one of them was afraid, and I would be too. Because they knew that death was right there among them. When I was on the way to Korea, we got into a tremendous storm in the ship that I was on, the USS Barrett.
Cuando llegué a Corea, nos tomó una tormenta.
The waves were over 40 feet, and we were not allowed on deck.
Y las mareas eran muy altas.
Because of the possibility of being washed overboard.
Okay, y no podíamos caer si nos poníamos afuera del barco.
I don't know what kind of storm you may be in today, ladies and gentlemen. But I can tell you, you're not there alone, because God is right there beside you. God's not going to send you through the battle or through the storm. God is going to lead you. Woo! Hallelujah to God. It does not matter what it is you may be facing, or you may be facing in the near future. But whatever it is, the Bible said, and David said it, because thou art with me, I need not be afraid. It is amazing. I've never had a doctor tell me, you only have a certain amount of time to live. But I can imagine it would suddenly strike fear in you. I do know people that have had the doctor tell them, one good friend of ours. She said to us, it's a strange feeling where the doctor looks at you and said, you have a short time to live. But you don't need to fear. That woman lived for years after the doctor said, you ain't got very long. Can I tell you, God is a healer of our diseases. And it does not matter what the doctor said, God is still the boss.
No importa lo que el doctor diga, porque Dios sigue siendo el jefe.
Oh my, let me tell you, when David faced Goliath, Goliath was insulted.
Cuando David enfrentó a Goliath, Goliath se sentía ofendido.
Because he said, you've sent a kid to fight a man like me.
¿Enviaste a un niño para pelear con un hombre como yo?
But David said, I didn't come by myself, buddy. You come to me with a sword, with a shield and a spear. But I come to you with my helper. I come to you in the name of the Lord. Can I tell you, we're not coming by ourselves. We're coming in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, whose we are. It is amazing how God can do it. The parable of the talents, 10 and 5 and 1. And the man that had said one, I was afraid. And I hid it, and there it is. Let me tell you, you may have a talent. Now, I'm not talking about money today. But let me tell you, there's a lot of precious people that's got a talent, but the devil has got you afraid to use it. There is no place for fear in your walk and your dedication to God. Be as Paul said, I can't do it. In the name of Jesus Christ, who gives me the strength. It's amazing. Some of you knew Sister Susan Toomer. Sister Toomer came to us. I didn't know she could sing.
No sabía que ella podía cantar.
Until somebody clued me in.
Hasta que alguien me lo dijo.
And she sang it first in our church.
Y cantó en nuestra iglesia.
Dear Lord, what a voice that woman had.
Y qué voz tenía.
And I guess she sang until death took her. But what a waste it would have been had she not used that talent for the glory of God.
Woo,
hallelujah to God. Can I tell somebody, you are facing something and the devil's got you afraid. I rebuke that spirit of fear right now in the name of Jesus Christ, and God sets you free to bring him honor and to bring him praise and to bless all your brothers and your sisters. Oh my, there is no need. You see, when Paul and Silas was in prison, you know, most of the time, and most people would be feeling sorry for themselves. And it was a good possibility that death would be waiting on them sometime the next day. You gotta admit, that's pretty good cause for a little bit of fear.
Esa es una buena causa de miedo.
But rather than say, I'm afraid, they said, let's pray.
Pero en vez de decir, tengo miedo, oremos.
Why don't you try praising your way?
¿Por qué no intenta adorar y orar?
And see what God's going to do in your life.
Que veas cómo el miedo se va a tu vida.
I know a preacher, and I know a situation. They were in a building program.
Conozco a un predicador y a un buen amigo que tenía un programa.
And one morning he was in prayer with an evangelist.
Estaba orando con un evangelista.
And the evangelist told him, said, go to the door, somebody's on the way.
Y le dijeron, oye, ve a abrir la puerta porque alguien viene.
And they needed money.
Y querían dinero.
And you know, the Bible talks about building, starting a build, and not counting the cost.
Dice sobre construir y no contar el costo.
And the preacher went to the door, and a man walked up to the door and said, I hear you're in a building program.
Y el predicador vino y abrió la puerta, y la persona dijo, sé que tiene un programa de construcción.
And he said, yes. And he said, I want you to finish it. And handed him a check for $75,000.
$75,000.
Let me tell you something, folks. God's got a way of erasing the fear and putting joy down in your soul. And you can tell the devil, God came through again. And God came through the last time. He's going to come through the next time. We had a lady in our church. She died. Not too long ago. She never had anything. But she was one of the most expecting ladies that I've ever even heard of. And people would walk up. She didn't have anything. I mean, very, very little. And thinking about it now, she reminds me of the widow woman that took care of Elijah.
Me recordó la mujer que cuidó a Elías.
People would walk up to her in the store and say, I need to give you this. I don't know why. And this was not one time. It was over and over and over again. Can I tell somebody, God is about to shock you and supply your need. You say, where's it coming from? Ask God. I don't know. I don't know how God does it. I just know he does. Who a few years ago would have thought you would have been in this building? You know, this kind of reminds me of Israel. God said, I'm going to give you cities and land that you didn't build. And I don't think, Pastor, we haven't talked about it. I don't think you knew this was going to come open, did you? But one day he got news. It was available. available. And he told me one time, everything we wanted to do, the bank said we could do it. So you don't need to be afraid, because God is on your side. The battle is not yours. My wife has got a condition with her leg, and there's been a number of times that I just knew in my mind that God healed it. But he hadn't yet. But she's got the best attitude. She says he just hadn't chose the time yet. But I know he's going to. But if he don't, I'll live with it. I'm still going to praise God. Because if God doesn't do this, it doesn't mean he can't. It just means he chose not to this time. I will not be afraid. Because God is with me. Can I tell somebody, you are fretting without a cause. God's on your side. And I don't have anything like that in my notes. I just feel like, and I felt it before I came to church today, you need to hear what God sent me to tell you. It's going to be all right. Can I tell you that again? It's going to be all right. Say it like David said, I will not fear. Because God is with me. And if God be for us, then who can be against us? Or what can be against us? The battle is not yours, sir. The battle is not yours, ma'am. The battle is the Lord's. What would you think if you were standing in the front of an ocean and an army was coming to capture you behind you? Looks pretty hopeless. And they were afraid. But God said to Moses, strike out your rod over the sea. And it just rolled back. And here's the great thing. They walked on dry ground. That don't happen. Dismiss your fear and say, go somewhere else and peddle your wares. I'm not going to let you torment me anymore. Because the Bible says, fear hath torment. And it does. It's amazing. When I was in Korea, North Korea brought up 85,000 troops to come across and start the war again. And our sergeant said, men, you better pray. And I don't know how many of us prayed, but I know the folks at home were praying. And North Korean soldiers stayed 3 days waiting for the order to come across. They didn't come across. They turned around and went home. Can I tell you, God can move a man or God can move an army. It does not matter. God can move a mountain or God can move a man. Fear has no place in your heart other than the fear of the Lord. So, can I ask you, you may be in a storm and you may be, and the devil may be telling you, this one's going to get you. Who brought you through the last one, sir? Who brought you through the last one, ma'am? The same God that's brought you this far is not going to let you down now. He's going to get you through this storm also. I did not know this man personally. Years and years ago, he was a cotton farmer. Now, when I say years and years, I mean years and years ago. I can tell you about where it was in the Fort Worth area. And that one year, army worms riddled the cotton crops. And he went to his field and he said, God, this is all I got. And the army worms crawled to his fence and died by the thousand. But they never came across the fence and they never ate one stalk of his cotton. Can I tell you, I don't know how he does it, but I know that God does take care of his people. But can I give you a scripture? My God shall supply all your needs. That doesn't say this one or that one, but it says all of them. That means every one of them, God's going to take care of you. I've had people walk up to me and hand me money and say, you need this. Let me ask you a question. I don't need to know it. How many of you in this congregation that has got any kind of a need? Would you just slip your hand up? Would you stand with me right now? Pastor, would you help me? Let's join hands, Brother Pirtle. And we're going to pray for every one of these needs right now. And we're going to rebuke that spirit of fear. And would you pray with us and begin to thank God for delivering you, God? We come together in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ against this spirit of doubt and this spirit of fear. And by the word of the Spirit and the blood of the Lamb of God, I rebuke every spirit of doubt, every spirit of fear, in the name and for the glory of Jesus Christ. I cast you as far as the east is from the west, and I set that precious child of God free from that fear, and I bind it in the name of Jesus, and I keep it in the name and by the blood of the Lamb. Don't you ever come back on them again. Lift your hands and begin to thank him for it. Just remain standing because I'm closing. But I can tell you, fear will stop you in your tracks. So just tell the devil, I'm going in Jesus' name. Let me bring up David and Goliath again. Goliath said, am I a dog that you send this one out to fight me? And then he told David, I'm going to feed your carcass to the wild beast. And David said, you come to me with a sword and a shield. But I come to you in the name of Jesus. Actually, he didn't say Jesus because he wasn't born yet. But he said, I come to you in the name of the Lord. You can go in the name of Jesus now. Because God said, I'm not ever going to leave you. And he, look around you. You may not see him, but he's right there by your side. Praise Him for it right now.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Won't you lift your hands to the Lord right now? Give Him the battle. Come on, give Him the battle of fear right now. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
He is my sword and shield.
I want to do something a little different than I normally do or we normally do. But it's okay because I felt into the Holy Ghost. Before service, before Sister Brother Schubert was to take, Sister Crosswhite, we had agreed for her to sing this song. And the more Brother Schubert preached, the more I thought, man, we need to hear it. We're going to hear it. Because it's for somebody right now that's going through the valley, that's going through the biggest fear and the time of trouble right in your life. Amen. I want you to just gently just sit now, put your seatbelt on. Amen. Sister Crosswhite, I want you to sing it like it's your first time, your last time. Amen. Minister to the Lord. Amen.
The battle began in the Garden of Eden when Satan laid hold of the soul of a man, sowing seeds of destruction and fear all down through the ages, to lead men away from that beautiful land. When the children of Israel came unto the Red Sea, unwilling to give their lives to the Pharaoh's command, they called on a mighty God, and the waters divided. Safely He led them across the dry land. He is my sword and shield in the heat of the battle. He is my counselor and friend, full of mercy and grace. My Jesus is steadfast and true when the world stands against me. He is my cleft in the mighty rock. He's my hiding place. He is my sword and shield in the heat of the battle. He is my counselor and friend, full of mercy and grace. My Jesus is steadfast and true when the world stands against me. He is my cleft in the mighty rock. He's my hiding place. As the battle goes on, many soldiers have fallen, for the enemy forces has weakened their will. Oh, but I'm trusting in a God who has never lost a battle. For sin was defeated on Calvary's hill. He is my sword and shield in the heat of the battle. Counselor and friend, full of mercy and grace. My Jesus is steadfast and true when the world stands against me. He is my cleft in the mighty rock. He's my hiding place.
Hallelujah. Now, if there's a battle going on in your life, I don't want you to be afraid, intimidated, and ashamed. The Lord God is here to help you today. Amen. You're battling fear. You're battling what's going to happen. I want you right now, church, I want you to stand with me. This is where the church gets to be the church. Hallelujah. You're in a battle today. I want you to make your way to the front, close as you can to this pulpit. And you need some assurance today. You know this message for you today. And you need something from heaven right now. Don't even think twice. Come on, don't second guess. Get in here close. The Holy Ghost is fixing to do something right now. Hallelujah. Mighty God. Hallelujah. Ooh. Hallelujah. I want you to lift your hands and I want you to get what God has given today. God just spoke to hearts uniquely. Come on, receive that answer today in the name of the Lord. He's giving you your answer. Amen. He is your answer. Hallelujah. Come on, God's given more than a word. He stepped through to touch you. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to bathe in the fountain of the Holy Ghost right now. Hallelujah. With assurance. Receive in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come on, let the Holy Ghost assure you. Let the Holy Ghost minister through you right now. Hallelujah. By the power of the Word of God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, you're not a stranger today. Amen. Go boldly right now. You're right before the throne of grace. Come on, receive. In the name of the ministry of the Holy Ghost is upon you right now. Receive deeply. Come on, God spoke directly, receive directly right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Right now, receive. Go ahead. Get what God has for you right now in the name of the Lord. Yes. You're my sword, you're my shield, oh God. Hallelujah. You're my answer, Lord. You're my cleft in the rock, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Mighty is my God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Go ahead and worship him now. Come on. I feel somebody ought to just go ahead and worship. Raise that banner. Don't look around. Don't give your attention to anything else. Give the Lord the praise. Come on, give the Lord the honor. Come on, you're right where God wants you right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You ought to celebrate the glory of the Holy Ghost. Celebrate that God heard your prayer. God seen your need. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. Victory, victory shall be mine. Hallelujah, victory, victory is mine. Victory, victory, victory is mine. Hallelujah. Victory, victory, victory is mine today. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Woo! Woo! Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Brother Schubert, today a pastor from somewhere else called me right before service. And he said, I feel like Moses. I'm on the backside of the wilderness. It's one thing to be in the wilderness, but when you're on the backside of the wilderness, that's an indication that you're deep, deeply, deeply in a far-reaching place. It's going to have to take the hand and the help of God. And these are the words that came out of my mouth to encourage that pastor. The backside of the wilderness becomes the front door for God.
Amen.
Absolutely. Hallelujah, to do a great work. Moses at the backside of the wilderness, God met with him face to face.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah. My Jesus is here today, God, to meet with us. Hallelujah. To meet right with you, right where you're at, in the name of the Lord Jesus. If there's a man next to you, amen, lay your hand. If you're a man, on his shoulder. If you're a lady, amen, put your hand on a lady's shoulder right now. Amen. Oh, God, you're able to just, God, let fear, God, let circumstances begin to dissolve right here today. You come to prove yourself, Lord Jesus. By the power of the blood, by the power of the word, and the power of the name. Hallelujah. I want you to let the Holy Ghost minister right now. In the name of the, let the Holy Ghost minister right now. In the name of Jesus, by the Spirit of the Word of God. Lord, you know you're here, God. Come on, let the flow of God right now flow. Come on, let it flow right to your hurt, to your heart, to, come on, to your questioning. Come on, complexity. Let God have that complexity. Let him have your position. Lord, here am I. I give it all to you, Jesus. Come on, pray with that person in Jesus' name. Pray with authority. Those of you in the chairs and you're there, just stretch your hands this direction. You may not be in a battle, but you've been before, so help me pray.